tree and got the bark off of the persimmon tree and boiled it down, and she sponged me for 2 days, and that stuff went away with that tea. Persimmon bark tea.
Oh, yeah.
And as a blood tonic, every year, I'm sure that you, as well as I did, we drank sassafras tea.
That's right.
Wintertime.
That's right.
That was a blood tonic that they gave all of us when we were kids coming out. And I think a lot of the boils and sores we used to have as a kid was from eating too much pork. I think doctors will tell you that, and so they had to take us off of that. We'd come up with boils and stuff like that. Take us off of pork and put us on sassafras tea to clear our blood.
Yeah. I have drunk a many cups of that.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yes, ma'am.
If you get the red sassafras.
Yeah, and smell good too.
Yes.
But what happened?
I've got an acres all the time.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't have it.
Yeah, so
and they
had
a bottle lock on you. They couldn't get them to move. They could take some oxygen soap.
Oxygen soap.
Oxygen soap. And you'd have to make it easy and get out the way.
All right.
You mean you swallowed it? Soap?
No, they put it up your back.
Oh,
Yeah. Oxygen soap. It'll bring it down somehow. Yeah. Like a
they had remedies for everything imaginable.
Yeah. That's right.
That's pretty interesting.
I remember a fella that was working down there one time, and he had kidney stones. And they didn't know what to do for him. And he would go off in the field and stay overnight. His pain would be so bad he'd holler and he'd want to wake everybody up in the house. And again, my grandmother came visiting, and she kept sassafras tea in front of him 24 hours a day. And if he didn't drink it, she poured it down him. And that stuff cleared his kidneys up.
He didn't have it again?
Well, I guess he might have had later attacks, but I remember that happening when she cleared him up. And she got that back from the old days.
I haven't heard that. My husband has had kidney stones.
I have too, and I went to the hospital with it.
Exactly.
In fact, I can't stand the pain as much as mine.
Yeah.
People said, in them old days, you had to take the pain.
Yeah.
I've seen a fellow down here in the field one time when I was little in the gall. He got the toothache. And he was a colored fella, and he got to hurt him in his face, began to swell a little bit. And I don't know who the foreman was down there, but I heard him ask me, he says, is it all right if I take your tooth out? He says, yes, sir, anything's better than this. He says, now I'm going to have to knock you out before I do it. And he said, well, that's all right, that's better than this pain. I remember him hitting him right there, and the guy went to sleep. When he woke up, the tooth was gone.
Oh, yeah?
Next day, he's back on the couch.
Hotchie.
And that's what he used to do. Let him knock him out and take his tooth out.
You know, I hit him with his fist?
Yeah. Yeah, he got his permission. He said, it ain't better than this. Now, usually, they'll say, here, then they give him a bottle of whiskey to drink it. And go on and take his tooth out. Because after you drink so much of that, you don't care anymore, you know? But I remember that happening. This guy was kind of rough, I thought. But he got the guy's tooth out, and the next day he was back on the job. Feeling all right.
Dr. LaVar put my arm back together. He wasn't on this thing killing no nerve back then. They had helped me on the table anyhow. And it pulled my arm back in place and put it in the case. And it killed no nerve.
What happened? Did you fall or something?
Then